This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bruchim Abom, welcome everyone. We're continuing in Masechta Ksubos, Daf Lamed Ches Lamed Aleph, Daf HaShavua. The Gemara said that we have this pasuk, Kol Chirem Asher Yacharam Min HaAdam Lo Yipada, which sounds like you should not take money from someone to allow them to redeem themselves if they're a chayev capital punishment. But we already know that from V'loy Sikhu Koifer LaNefesh Roitzeach. We already know you can't take money for someone's capital punishment. So Gemara says, well, maybe it's needed for maybe only Misois Chamurois, that you don't have kapara b'shoigeg, but Misois Kalois, that their shoigeg is given for kapara, maybe you could redeem yourself. So that's why I need a second pasuk. But says Gemara, I already know from Lo Sikhu Koifer that you cannot take money from somebody, even in a situation where b'shoigeg there is kapara, namely when you murder someone, where b'shoigeg there's kapara, where you could go to galus. Says the Gemara, Amar Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama said, it's drich, I need it. Sakadai techamina, I would have thought, hani mili hecha dehargoy darachaliha. Do you know when you are not able to redeem yourself? That's if you kill someone in an upward manner. Shalei nidna shigagase lechapara. That if you do it b'shoigeg, there's no kapara, you don't go to galus. Aval hargoy derech yerida. But if you kill someone derech yerida, where the nidna shigagase lechapara, where b'shoigeg you do have kapara, ema, I would say, nishko mamayna mine, we should take money from him. V'niftarei, and we should exempt him. Kamash Malan, that even in a situation of Derech Yerida, Shenidna, Shigagasa Lechapara, we don't take money from him and exempt him. Amar Lei Rava, Rava said, I need another pasuk. I need a second pasuk for this. Didn't Tanad Vechizkiya teach me that there's no difference at all between Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida? Amar Lei Rava Hamid Tanad Vechizkiya Nafka. This is taught from Tanad Vechizkiya. The Tanad Vechizkiya, Ma'ke Adam Ma'ke Behima, someone who hits a person, someone who hits an animal. Ma'ke Behima Lechilak Dabai Bein Shagig Lamezid. Just like if you hit an animal, there's no differentiation between Shagig and Mezid. Bein Miskavin L'Shein Miskavin, between whether you're Mechavin or not. Bein Derech Yerida L'Derech Aliyah. So when you hit an animal, you're chayiv. It doesn't matter how, what, when, and where. L'poitroi mamon, we don't say you're always exempt, ela l'chayiv mamon, but rather you're always chayiv. Af ma'ke adam, so too, if you hit a person, l'tichloik ba, you should not differentiate, bein shogeg l'mezid, bein miskavin l'shein miskavin, bein derech yerida l'derech aria, l'chayiv mamon, not to say you're chayiv mamon, ela l'poitroi mamon, but rather to exempt you from money. To tell me so we learn from Tanad Vechizkiya that there's no difference between Ma'ke Behema. Ma'ke Behema is always Chayev. And Ma'ke Adam is always Pater from money when you kill someone. And likewise, you can never redeem yourself for money. Because we just don't differentiate by Ma'ke Adam. Just like whenever you kill a person, you're a pater for the monetary payment, you also cannot accept monetary payment to save someone from capital punishment. Ela Amar Rami Bar Chama, but Rami Bar Chama said, it's drich, I need it. Sakadai techamina, I would have thought, Hani mili hecha desima es enai v'harguba. I would have thought, you know when you're putter from capital, you know when you're putter from money, if you're simultaneously incur capital punishment? That's if you blind his eye and at the same time you kill him by blinding his eye. So you're not chayiv to pay for the eye because you're chayiv misa. But avel hecha desimas enai. But what if you blinded his eye with a bat, v'harga b'davracha, and you killed him by poisoning him? Meaning, maybe you're only putter for a monetary punishment if the monetary damage caused his death. But what if the death and the injury were two different acts and two different sources? Maybe only where you're sima aseinai v'hargaba, maybe only where you blinded him and you killed him, you're putter from paying damages for blinding him. Aval hecha desima aseinai, but where you blinded his eye, v'hargaba b'davar acher, and you killed him in a different way, ema, I would say, nishko ma'mayna minei, we should take money from him. Amarle Rava. So Rava said, hanami me'idach tanad v'chizkia nafka. This is learned out from a different statement of that was taught in the Academy of Chizkia. The Tanad Vechizkia, it was taught in the Academy of Chizkia. Ayin tachas ayin, an eye for an eye. V'loy ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin. But we won't punish you for an eye and a soul for knocking at his eye. Meaning, you're not going to get two punishments ever. So the Rishonim ask, but maybe you only don't get two punishments if you just knocked out his eye. But what if you knocked out his eye and you killed him? Maybe then you do get two punishments. Says Gemara. But the Gemara assumes that we learn from Ayin Tachas Ayin that we never give two punishments, killing and monetary punishment. So we're still up the creek without a paddle. Once we have Leisikhu Koifer Lenefesh Roitzeach, why do I need the pasuk of Kol Chayram Asher Yacharam? The bottom line is we know that when someone's high of capital punishment, you don't let him pay his way out. So once I know that from Leisikhu Koifer, why do I need the pasuk Kol Chayram Asher Yacharam Lashem? Says Gemara, Elo Amar Rav Ashi Itzrich, I need it. Sakedai Techamina, Hoyel V'chidishu Shechitcha Torah B'knas. You're right, I already know that you can't, that when someone's chayv misa, he's exempt from monetary payment. But how do you know that you're also exempt from knas? Even though we kill him, he pays. We know by knas that I would have thought, since knas is a chiddush, so I would think afagav de mikto mashalim, even though we kill him, he pays. Kamash malan, then no. Just because we kill him, he doesn't pay. You would have thought that enoi meis mashalim is only by mamai, not by knas. The chiddush is even by knas, we say meis ve'enoi mashalim. But what about according to Rabba, who says in fact that since knas is a chiddush, you pay, you get the death penalty and you pay. According to Rabbi, who says that it's a chiddush that the Torah is mechadish by knas. Afagav de mikdal mashalim, even though we kill him, he pays. Hai kol chayram ayavidle. What do we do with kol chayram? Says the Gemara, Sabrala ketana kama de b'chananya ben Akavya. He holds like the tana kama of Chananya ben Akavya, from which we learned out that we learned from kol chayram that if somebody says, Erech Pliny, a lie, who's being taken out to be killed, there is no Erech in. Okay, new Gemara. Take a deep breath. Says the Mishnah, Nara shenis arsa v'niskarsha. A Nara who had Erechin and then got divorced. If she did Nisuin, then there's no question that there's no knas because we don't assume she's a basula anymore. But a nara that was nesaris v'nesgarish. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Oimer Rabbi Yossi Aglili, says, Ein la knas. She does not have knas. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Yesh la knas. Rabbi Kiva says, she has knas, u'knas ala atzma. It goes to her. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, she's nesaris v'nesgarish, no knas. Rabbi Kiva says, she gets knas, it goes to her. As opposed to a regular nara, hamura. As opposed to a regular nara, that it goes to the father, nara shenis arsa v'nis garsha, it goes to her. But if regular, by the way, nara shenis arsa, there's no knas at all because you chayiv misa. Somebody who rapes a nara hamurasa, there's a chayiv misa. Either the only time you pay knas is if she's just a regular nara, or she's niskarsha. Niskarsha, Rabbi Yossi Aglia says there's no knas. Rabbi Akiva says it goes to her. My time at Rabbi Yossi Aglia. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi Aglia? Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Asher loy oirasa. If she was a nara that was not nisares, that implies ha oirasa in la knas. But a nara marasa does not have a knas. That's the reason for Rabbi Yossi Aglia. Rabbi Akiva holds, Asher loy oirasa la oivya. If she was not engaged, it goes to the dad. Ha oirasa, but if she was engaged, la atzma goes to her. So Rabbi Akiva says, when the Torah says, Asher loy oirasa, that's when the knas goes to her. Otherwise, it goes, that's when it goes to the father. But if it is oirasa, not like Rabbi Yossi Aglia says, ein la knas, but rather, la atzma. Elameyata, but now, nara v'loy boigeres. A nara and not a boigeres. But what are you going to say? If you're going to say Asher lo yoirasa is to her father, but ha'irasa goes to her, so why don't we say the same thing? Me'at na'ar nara. So we say achinami a nara. It doesn't go a boigeres. It's not a boigeres ein la knas. Let's say a boigeres goes to her. Besul of le'beula ha'chinami de la atzma. If you're going to say the diuk. The pashat in pshat in the diuk is only a nara, but not a bageras doesn't get only a nara, but only a basula, but a beula doesn't get. But now Rabbi Kiva is saying, oirasa, but if loy oirasa, but if it's oirasa, it goes to her. So maybe also bageras goes to her, beula goes to her. Ela legamri, but we don't say that. We say she doesn't get anything. So too, if she's nisaris, she should not get anything. Hachnami legamri. So Amar Lecha Rabbi Kiva would say, Ashaloy Rasa is not to teach that if it is a rasa, you don't get. Miboylei lechadatanya, Ashaloy Rasa prat lenara shenasarsa v'neskarsha, she'ein la knas, div Rabbi Yossi Aglia, Rabbi Kiva Omer, yesh la knas, uknasa le'aviha. There is a knas, and it goes to the father. Which, by the way, is against what Rabbi Kiva says in the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva says in the Mishnah, it goes to her. But now, for some reason, we're defending Rabbi Akiva that it goes to the father. V'hadinoisin, this makes sense. Ho v'avio zakoi b'kesef kedusha. The father gets the money of her kedushin. V'avio zakoi b'kesef kenasa. The father gets her kenas. The father gets the money of kedushin, and the father gets her knas when she's raped. Ma kesef v'shafel pishin asarsav v'nesgar shalavia. Just like the kesef of her marriage, even if she's nesares and then divorced, and she gets married again, it goes to the father. Av kesef knasa afel pishin asarsav v'nesgar shalavia. Im kain, if so, ma tamad loymar shaloy ayrasa. If so, what does it mean, ashaloy ayrasa? Mufna, it's extra. Meaning, if we're going to say that the kesef of her knas is like the kesef of kedushin, that the father gets it even though she's nesaras of neskarsha, so to kesef knasa, even though she's nesaras of neskarsha, so why does it say ashaloy ayrasa? Even if it is ayrasa, it goes to him. So it says, mufna, it's extra. Lahakish loy, to make a hekish, v'ladan himenu. To compare to it and to learn out from it. Agzera Shava. Nemar Khan, it says by an Anusa, by an Oines, Ashaloy Rasa. Venemar Halon, by Mafuta, Ashaloy Rasa. Ma Khan, just like by an Anusa, it's 50. You pay 50 silver coins. Afla halon, so to by mefuta, it doesn't say how much you pay. It just says you pay shkolim. Kesef Yishkol Kamayar Abasuas, but it doesn't say 50. So we learn out from Gzer Shava, Aloye Rasa, Aloye Rasa, just like Anusa's 50, Mefuta is 50. Umal Alon Shkolim, just like Mefuta is Shekel, Afkan Shkolim, so too Anusa is Shekel. So from Anusa we learn out the number 50, and from Mefuta we learn out the number, we learn out that it's Shkolim. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll hold it here. Tomorrow, it looks like, again, I have to tweak it. Tomorrow, it looks like the Daf Hashua will be at 8:30. Okay? 8:30 p.m. tomorrow, if anyone's able to make it. Lamed Ches Amud Beis. 8:30 p.m. I'll try to send that a reminder for those who could join. Thank you for accommodating this week. Bracha v'atzlacha. Have a great night. Kol Tov. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.